Horses and riders will parade down the streets of Fort Worth, Texas tomorrow to honor one of the state's most popular natural resources, the cowgirl. The National Cowgirl Museum and Hall of Fame opens Sunday in a new building honoring women who embody the spirit of the West. This year, the Hall of Fame inducts Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who grew up on a cattle ranch. She's in good company. Other cowgirl Hall of Famers include Sacagawea, Georgia O'Keeffe, Annie Oakley, and this woman, Connie Reeves.
That's a girl. Keep him going. Come on, Luther. Catch you. Oh, your heels aren't down. There, he'll like it better if you keep those heels down.
Reeves teaches girls to ride horses at Camp Waldemar near Hunt, Texas.
How about giving him a pat on the neck?
She's been doing this longer than most of us have been alive. She's 100 years old and has taught four generations of riders.
Daughters, granddaughters, or great-granddaughters. It's been my privilege to be with them for 67 years, and they always, a lot of them say, do you remember my grandma, or you remember my great-grandmother? It's very exhilarating.
Reeves used to work two jobs, teaching riding and managing a Texas cattle ranch with her husband. She says over the past 100 years, she's spent more time in the saddle than in a car or even on her feet.
I do not like to walk, and I've had a lot of people say, I can't believe you're still riding. It's a whole lot easier to let the horse do the woo-hoo than it is me. I still ride alone. Sometimes I'll just get on the horse and go down to the river. We have a lot of wild animals here. We'll ride right up and watch the little baby fawn nursing, or watch the little birds in the nest. And I think as far as I'm concerned, as long as I'm alive, I'm going to be trying to ride a horse. And that's part of being a cowgirl.
Connie Reeves has been a riding teacher at Camp Waldemar near Hunt, Texas for 67 years. This weekend, she'll participate in the grand opening of the Cowgirl Museum and Hall of Fame in Fort Worth, Texas.
Have you enjoyed your ride?
Yeah.
Well, show us when you're riding today. Keep your heads up and say, oh boy, this is fun. I love it.
Woo! Y'all ready?
Some cowgirls are born, others are born again. Commentator Shelley Fraser Mickle puts herself in the second category.
The standard trot shows an extended trot.
The Spar Florida Horse Show has been going on every second Saturday of the month since 1963. It takes place in the backyard of a Methodist church. The ladies of the church cook fried chicken and make deviled eggs, as only good Southern cooks know how to do. They sell it in the fellowship hall. Then they go out into the backyard to the arena behind the church and get on the microphone and run the horse show. I'm here because, well, it seems I'm hell-bent on dusting off an old childhood passion and squeezing it back into life. I'm 2 years from turning 60, and I've decided to live out my childhood dream of becoming a cowgirl, even if it is at the last minute. Last summer, I bought a young horse. I named her Precious. For nearly a year, she's been like riding a teenage girl shopping at the mall. But lately, we've come to an understanding. She's slowed down, and I've gotten so I can hang on better. So here we are at the Spar Horse Show. The lady on the microphone is calling out for my class number. I climb onto a chair to get a little closer to the stirrup. As I swing my nearly 60-year-old body into the saddle, I know I really don't expect to win any ribbons. Yet, the 12-year-old girl I once was wants to. I check my cowboy hat to see if it's on straight, and then the seams on my chaps to make sure they will hold. What worries me is that Precious is coming into heat. Also, I've been told this judge is named Goose, and all the other women riders have their nails painted and are wearing rhinestones on their blouses, and they have earrings the size of cherry tomatoes. It's clear this judge likes his women trashy. But I feel too old to wear anything that sparkles. A few yards from the arena, I get a powerful urge to turn around and go home. As I see it, I can stay here and make a fool of myself, or else go home and live with the nagging itch of an untried dream. Before I can decide, Precious walks into the arena. I think she has an eye on a good-looking stallion just ahead of us. The lady on the microphone calls out the commands, and I have to admit, Precious and I do a pretty darn good job, even though we do rush past three other horses to catch up with the stallion. who I also have to admit really is darn good looking from the rear. Finally, we line up in front of the judge. The winners are announced, and I hear my name is coming in third. I want to toss my hat in the air. I want to kiss Precious and promise her a trip to the mall, or at least a bag of carrots. But instead, with dignity, we trot to pick up our ribbon. Apparently, it's never too late to scratch a dream.
The comments of Shelley Fraser Mickle. She's the author of the book, The Kids Are Gone, The Dog Is Depressed, and Mom's on the Loose.